As the 2016 presidential race moves into its final phase, Barack Obama is already looking back on accomplishments and getting ready for the end of his political career.
And now I'm ready to pass the baton and do my part as a private citizen. So this year, in this election, I'm asking you to join me to reject cynicism and reject fear and to summon what is best in us to elect Hillary Clinton as the next president of the United States and show the world we still believe in the promise of this great nation.
The president brought the Democratic National Convention to its feet last night, reflecting on his time in office, harshly critiquing Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump, and praising Hillary Clinton as the most qualified candidate ever for president. In the hall for the speech was the president's good friend, former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, who joins us this morning from Philadelphia. Good morning, Governor. Thanks very much for speaking to us.
Bob, it's so nice to hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir. Thank you very much. It was certainly a wholehearted endorsement of his one-time political rival, Hillary Clinton, last night, who went on, of course, to become the president's first Secretary of State. What sort of difference do you think does this address make for candidate Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think it'll be a high-impact address for her, and I think her association with this president and his record is good for her. More to the point, it's good for America. And I think the point he was making is that we have to put aside our partisanship, particularly this hyper partisanship, and think about what is best for our country right now. And when I do as a patriot, and when Democrats do and Republicans do as patriots, I think it's pretty clear that Hillary Clinton is the right choice for us right now.
After the speech, it was quite a scene as the country's first black president embraced the person looking to be our first female president.
Powerful image, wasn't it?
How would you describe the emotion of that moment?
Well, you know, it's a hall full of thousands of people, which felt, I think, all of us, that we were in the presence of history. Both the president's own historic accomplishments as president, is becoming president, and the history that we were watching unfolding with the nomination of Hillary Clinton. And I think also that just back to this old point of the president's and as you will remember, many years of mine, this notion of that politics has a role, democracy is hard, change requires work. But that the way we move the nation forward as patriots is to turn to rather than on each other is a message we can't hear enough, and one that I think the president delivers uniquely well.
Let me ask you to look ahead, if we might, for a moment. Traditionally, outgoing presidents usually stay out of the campaign deciding who comes into the White House next. What do you think President Obama's role in this campaign should be and will be?
You know, Bob, first of all, I'm not sure that that is a fair description of our traditions. I think it's varied from time to time based on various kinds of political calculations and the standing of the incumbent in the eyes of the public. This is a popular president whose popularity has grown, I think, as we have appreciated the dignity and poise that he has brought to the office and represents to us and to the world. I think the president appreciates that he's still got a job to do, and he will offer the time that he can in the campaign, that it is Hillary Clinton's to wage primarily, and that it's ours as Americans to win and to win for ourselves.
Well, Donald Trump has certainly heightened voter anxiety in a number of ways. How does Hillary Clinton, do you think, address voter anxiousness without deepening it? And do you worry that the elbow-sharp rhetoric of this campaign, the name-calling by the candidates, might make this a race to the bottom?
I do. And your listeners will know, I don't like negative campaigning. I think it's counterproductive. I know the arguments for why people have to meet fire with fire and all that, but I think that the American people deserve more. And I think, frankly, We want more. We may be titillated by the wisecracking back and forth, but it doesn't really teach us. It doesn't lift us. It doesn't, maybe more practically, encourage enough people to turn out.
Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition from Philadelphia.
Thanks so much, Bob. Good to be with you.